السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala accept all your efforts, and may Allah Ta'ala take Marcus Sahaba to great heights and success to safeguard and protect the integrity of the Sahaba al-Kiram. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota and Brother Dawood Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, and inshallah it is Yawm al-Milad, the day of the auspicious birth of the master, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So 12 Rabiul Awwal 1447, and day in Ghazza, today it is day 700, imagine that. So with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 53 Surah An-Najmi, and that is the star, and verses number 47, and we will continue right up to verse number 54, that is in today's lesson, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Tomorrow we will complete and conclude the surah and chapter, inshallah. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala informed us that He created male and female, and that is a natural system. But today human being, they want to have gender changes, and they want to become Adam, wants to become Eve, and Eve wants to become Adam. And we find that then they want to have Eve and Steve, they want to have Adam and Steve relationship, Allah forbid. So Madam wants to become Adam, and Adam wants to become Madam. So all that absolutely haram in Islam. Oh human being, we are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Look at our origin. Min nutfatin idha tumna, from the semen and the sperm that came out and it was emitted. Mimma in dafiq, as Quran Kareem states. So we should remember that, that is our origin. Now Almighty Allah speaks of the year after as well. Chapter number 53 and verse number 47. Wa anna alayhin nash'at al-ukhra. And upon him, Almighty Allah has taken it upon himself. Nash'at al-ukhra. He will resurrect us. He will create us again. The non-Muslims came with the bones that were there in the graveyard and cemetery, totally decomposed. And they asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may yuhyil idama wa yaramim, who will give life to these bones that are decomposed, disintegrated? Qul yuhyiha alladhi ansha'aha awwala marra. See the word nash'a, ansha'aha, all have the same root letters. That Almighty Allah who created you the first time, He will resurrect you. And He created you first time, so now He will resurrect you. And وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ, and He knows everything, the past, present and future, and He knows what He created and what He will resurrect and so forth. So Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verses 78 and 79. So there you have it there, totally, clearly, explicitly mentioned in the noble Quran. who is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa annahu, and Allah Jalla wala, the one and only Supreme Being, huwa aghna, is the one who enriches you. You see people today hardly went to high school, or they hardly have a degree, but they multi-billionaires. Wa aqna wa afqar, and Almighty Allah makes you poor and a pauper also, from riches to rags and rags to riches. So many people have degrees, so many people have so much experience, but yet they lead a life of a pauper, like selling pawpaws on their street and so forth. And you see their kudrat ka karishma, that is the manifestation of the power of Allah. O Muslim, O person, if you want Allah to open the doors for you, then read Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. Wahhabu. Ya Wahhabu. Speak to Allah and say, Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, in chapter number 38, verse number 35, what did he say? Rabbi ghafirli wa habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant such a kingdom to anybody after me. And you are who? Innaka antal wahhab. Verily, Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. So read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. So He alone gives richness, He gives poverty. Wa annahu huwa rabbu shi'ra. And who is He, Almighty Allah? He alone exclusively is the Rabb, the sustainer, nourisher, provider. Shi'ra, rabbu shi'ra, the Sirius star. Therefore, we have our radio station. You hear the programs at night. Last night, Sufi Masjid with Allah's help, mashallah. So it was broadcast on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. What is the Sirius star? It is that star, that one of the highest. And remember, you can see it from most parts of the world. They call it the dog star as well. Dog, like the animal dog, you know. So they call it the dog star as well. So that is Shi'ra, Sirius. Remember, the star that is shining, glittering, and can be seen from almost all parts of the world. And He is the one who sustains it, nourishes it. So only Almighty Allah is the sustainer, nourisher of the entire universe. But when people rebel and are disobedient, then sometimes Almighty Allah unleashes His punishment. Wa annahu ahlaka adanil ula, and Almighty Allah Jalla wala decimated, destroyed the first Aad. Wa ila Aadin akhahum Huda. Nabi Hud, Prophet Hud was sent to them, but they did not listen. And then Almighty Allah Jalla wala decimated and destroyed them. So they were the first group. And the second group, they were the Thamud. Wa ila Thamud akhahum Saliha. They told Nabi Salih alayhi salam, from that mountain, tell your Allah must produce a she-camel. He warned them that if you don't believe in a messenger and the message, Allah will decimate you. Therefore, Almighty Allah says, was Thamuda fama abqa. And this was the second art, the remainder, fama abqa, whoever remained. So that was the Thamud. So they, when they, fakazzabuhu faakaruha, that Almighty Allah tells us in chapter 91 that these are the people who rejected Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam, and thereafter they hamstrung and they killed the she camel. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. Almighty Allah decimated and destroyed them as well. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla wala. We need to understand it properly. That Almighty Allah Jalla wala gives people barakah, blessing, when they do good. And when people are rebellious, He doesn't give them barakah, blessing, He gives them muhla. He just gives them some time, and thereafter the punishment will come when they least expect it. You know, when we were in school, they used to teach us, give a crook enough rope to hang himself. So that's what we call muhla. That's a certain period of time. Go read chapter 91 and see what all Allah states in chapter 91, verses 13, 14, and 15. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ. When you just read the words, you can see the emphasis. Allah crushed them to pieces and smotherings. Remember, Allah protects us all. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us, وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلٍ, and the people of Noah before that, the deluge and the floods came. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوهُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى. All these people, قَوْمِ عَاد, قَوْمِ ثَمُود, قَوْمِ نُوح, they were أَظْلَم, they were the people who were the tyrants, the biggest oppressors. وَأَطْغَى, and they were the biggest rebels, rebels against Almighty Allah's instructions and commandments, rebels against the message of the messengers as well. Hence Almighty Allah granted them respite and thereafter punished them. And then look at the next word, well, Mu'tafika. Mu'tafika is who? They had the places, Sodom and Gomorrah, who were busy with their homosexuality, gay activities. So Almighty Allah warned them. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him. His Nami, Nami, Ismi Grami is mentioned 27 times in the Noble Quran. But they would not listen, like today. You see, people say, no, Adam and Steve is also permissible. Madam and Eve is permissible. Islam condemns that and says all forms of sodomy, totally, absolutely haram. And the land of Sodom and Gomorrah witnessed this. Well, mu'tafikata ahwa. That today when you go to occupied Palestine, you go to where the Dead Sea is, you go to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, you will find they have pigs there. And they tell you that this is the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. Quran speaks of this. Well, mu'tafikata ahwa. Hawa means to go lower, lower, lower. Ahwa. They went into the lowest, lowest, lowest. فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. When Almighty Allah, when Nabi Lut alayhi salam cried to Allah. Chapter 29, verse 30. رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Oh Allah, you assist me against these mischief makers, troublemakers, gay community and homosexuals. Allah Jalla Wala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel Gabriel. Go there, pick up that piece of land of Sodom and Gomorrah and smash it to the ground. And then we will send down the brimstones with their names written on it. Musawwamatan inda Rabbik. So when he picked up that piece of land and then smashed it, فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. That land game went right at the bottom. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَةَ أَهْوَىٰ. So that is the lowest portion, me and you. We don't read Quran. Therefore, we don't understand the glory, beauty, and style and diction of the Noble Quran. فَغَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّىٰ. Almighty Allah covered it and blanketed it with the punishment. No one stayed to stay alive and then tell the people what really happened. May Almighty Allah let us lead a pure and a chaste life and nothing to do with homosexuality and lesbian or fornication and adultery. Allahumma hassin farji. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'a, read. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, hassin, ha, sword, noon. Allahumma hassin farji. Authentic hadith in Mustafa Ahmad Mustafa. Rasulullah rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us these wonderful supplications. Of all, may Allah protect our private parts and protect my private parts. Today people just want to park their rifle wherever they want to. Islam says, nay, we have to lead a pure and a chaste life. You, my daughter, my sister, you are pregnant. You should be reading these two simple du'as enshrined in the Noble Quran. Chapter number 37, Surah Yasin, is chapter 36. And chapter 37 is Surah Safat. Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, is so old. And now he's making dua. And when his honorable wife gave birth, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha, he was 86 years old. That is Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place. And when he was 100 years old, then Sayyidah Sara radiallahu anha gave birth. And then that she was 100 years old to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. But what did he read? Chapter 37 verse 100. Read with me. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. I recited it twice, two different translations. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me pious children, offspring, progeny. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me normal children. See, the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. A Nabi, a prophet, a messenger's dua. And his nami, istighrami is mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran, chapter 14, dedicated to him, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Second dua of a Nabi, and who? Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. He's old. His wife, Alisha, is old. And he's still barren, no children. He cries to Allah in the beginning of chapter 19, and that is, you must remember, Surah Maryam. And he says, وَهَنَ الْأَذْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَأَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Ya Allah, my bones have gone brittle. Ya Allah, my hair is gone grayish and whitish. I still don't have any offspring and children. I beg you, Ya Allah, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 38. رَبِّ هَبَلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. O Allah, grant me from your side, such progeny and children that are pure, that are chaste. Innaka sami'u du'a. O Allah, you are the one who listens to the du'a and supplication, and you accept it, Ya Allah. Chapter 3, verse 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Innaka sami'u du'a. So those of you who want children, those of you who have already conceived and you are pregnant, read these du'as abundantly, insha'Allahul Aziz. And then Almighty Allah will make your children. Surah 25, verse 74, husband-wife relationship, parent-children relationship. Today, so many dysfunctional families. So read chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين. O Allah, Jalla wala, grant us such spouses and such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. They must become the coolness of our eyes. Today we see that the families are imploding and dysfunctional families. Allah have mercy on us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1447. We told you that today is the day Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak took place, the auspicious birth. It was the 20th of April, and it was in Makkah Mukarramah. And the time in the early part of the morning was 4:35 to 4:39, Subah Sadiq time. The grand entry of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, remember that. So that is what we say, and I delivered a lecture yesterday, and the references are all there. We sent it out to thousands of you. You can forward it to other people as well. Today is 700th day in Ghazda al-Mubarakah in Palestine. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally, and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Say Allahu Akbar. Four Jutlas killed, and there are four Jews, Zionists, dispatched to hell. We say Alhamdulillah. We're very proud of Hamas and our Mujahideen. The rabbis, you Muslims, I beg you, I appeal to you, every Muslim, male, female, adult, and child, that Ishraq time, read two rakat salat, 15 minutes or so, after your sunrise. Today sunrise here in Durban, according to the Jamiat KwaZulu-Natal calendar, is 6:07. So then about 20 past, 25 past or so, read two rakat salat. Ya Allah, protect Majidul Aqsa. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect all our mosques, O Allah. that the rabbis have told the Zionists and the Jutlas, go inside Aqsa today and we must invade Aqsa. This is provocation of the highest degree. So they'll come in with their boots, they will come in with their army and police, and then they will say they want the right to worship there. So these are Jutla. Jutla means peace, not P-E-A-C-E. He wants to steal pieces of land everywhere. Steal Palestine, steal Syria, steal Lebanon, steal Saudi Arabia, steal from Jordan, steal from everywhere, steal from Iraq, steal from Egypt, steal from everywhere the haramis. Now they have satellite system, they can see right inside Iran, and they can see right inside Yemen what's happening and so forth. Inshallah, Iran or Yemen or both will blow them up, inshallah Aziz. Our Sunni countries are fast asleep. 90%, 80% of them are murtadeen and ghaddareen and hasideen. They are the murtads and apostates with nothing to do with Islam. And they are the treacherous and traitors to Islam. In fact, they are jealous of Palestine and so forth and so on. So we got nothing to do with those people. Israel arrests 8 Jews and 5 people protesting there in Haifa. Why are you protesting? They say, end the war and bring back the hostages. So among themselves, there's a civil war going on at a low scale already. United States of America, the biggest terrorist and biggest harami, sanctions the Palestinians for supporting them. Supporting who? Then the ICC. You know, South Africa went to the ICJ and others went to the ICC. So Palestinian organization says, yes, we also support that motion. So America say, why did you do that? Go to hell. So you must remember, that is not your business. You are the biggest criminal in this. 5 times in the United Nations Security Council. 14 countries, the whole world wanted ceasefire. But you said no. Whether your name was Biden the Harami, Joe, you know, Joe, the Sleepy Joe, and Biden, and yet Trump the pedophile and rapist. So we must be clear on all these issues here. So they, both of them, they are the biggest terrorists and biggest war criminals today. Then Herzog, the president of Israel, is there in Britain, in London, and when they asked him tough questions, he cannot give answer. He wants to now tell Britain, you must not recognize Palestine next week in the United Nations, and you know that we are old friends and so forth and so on, sweet talk. The more they try, the more humiliated they get. You must remember that. Starmer, the leader, admitted he is a Jew, and he says he has family. But they see what's going on, remember, on the streets. Millions of people in the world are marching, Viva, Viva, Palestina. The oceans are witnessing the boats and the ships going towards Gaza. So a unique, unique opportunity. Pakistan also woke up and they joined the Samud Flotilla. You know what the meaning of Samud? Samud means to be steadfast. All might Allah Jalla Wala make it such that they break the siege of Gaza by these haramis, these pigs and swines, the Jews and the donkeys and monkeys, as all might Allah Jalla Wala has called them. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, says that they will build a humanitarian city in Rafah. They kill, they murder, and then they say that they are going to build a humanitarian city. All that means nothing. It will still be that you are war criminals, you are guilty of ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and you must be hanged in public according to Islamic law. Remember, the death toll there in Afghanistan is increasing. It's gone to 2,300 and more. Allah make easy for the people there in Afghanistan, Kabul, Kandahar, Jalalabad, wherever they are. The voice of Hind Rajab. You remember Hind Rajab? The 5-year-old girl, 6-year-old girl, between 5 and 6 she was. This Israeli diaper force, defense force, they shot 335 bullets at her and her car. Can you believe that? So the voice of Hind Rajab will haunt Israel and the Zionists and every Jew who is supporting Israel. And therefore in Venice, we don't believe in these things, but I'm mentioning it as a news item. First time ever there was such a long standing ovation. And when they were singing and saying the words which Hind Rajab was telling her mother, and telling the people, the ambulance and the paramedics and so forth, so that I can't talk. The blood is coming out of my mouth, and I don't want my mother to wash my clothing with blood stains. She thought of her beloved mother, and she died and passed away a shahida. Tomorrow she will stand up and say, oh, Jutlag Haramis, for what you had to put 335 bullets into a child, a baby. You are the war criminals, guilty on all charges. You see, certain people's names will remain. You know, in 1976 in South African history, and when the apartheid regime, the Boer and the Burkis, they went into Soweto, and then they started shooting indiscriminately. That Hector Peterson's that image and photo went worldwide. So that is what's happening. There, the voice of Hind Rajab is echoing in all corners of the world. You Jutlas Haramis, that you are the war criminals, and you deserve to be shot to death. Remember that. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. RFK Jr. having big problems there in America, he's grilled regarding vaccine. All of them need a vaccine up their brains. Pakistan's 1.5 million people displaced because of the floods, so make dua for Pakistan. Serious conditions there. The West cannot treat Russia and India like their colonies. That is Putin. Putin is putting them in their place. Putin is putting them in their place. You America, you Europe, go to hell. We are not your colonies. No, India is your colony anymore. Nor is Russia your colony. We prepare to take you on. And therefore, I'm giving you a sample, an example, what I'm doing there in Ukraine. And it's hitting the hell out of them. We're well done. We like Putin. We like some Harabis. The floods killed 30 people in India and submerged 1,400 villages. So India also, you know, they had monsoon rains and so forth. Petrol prices increasing in Russia. From Russia would love, you see, Moscow and St. Petersburg and so forth. We went there. So very interesting countries. Irfan Ali wins the elections in Guyana. Quickly, I can see my watch, the East time. So Maulana, this is Salim Karim, a nice story. I don't know if I told you or not the story. So this Irfan Ali, he won the elections. He's still the president. He was, and he won the elections there in Guyana. Guyana is there in the Caribbean, the West Indies. You know, the very famous of those days in the 60s, 70s for cricket and so forth. So now I had to go from Barbados to Guyana, from Guyana to here and there and so forth. So we came to the airport on time, and then they gave us our boarding pass and everything. And which seats they gave me? 1A, 1B. So myself and my wife, right next to the pilot, we're sitting comfortably. After 15 minutes, then that air hostess came, and she said, Mr. Hussein, please, you have to move. I said, okay, I got no problem. I understood she meant that I'm too near the pilot, so maybe they thought Osama bin Laden's brother came, and therefore they want to push me at the back. She said, no, 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 you have to take your hand luggage out. But, you know, forgive me, forgive me. So I was surprised first in my life now, and people are still coming in, and I'm going out, and we dress like, you know, with our big beard and our hat and our long soap and kurta and so forth. So I walked out, so now we're on the tarmac. Every time I'm moving away from her, she's coming nearer to me and touching me. Forgive me, forgive me. I said, but madam, what happened? She says, it's my mistake. I put you in the wrong plane. You were sitting in ABC plane, and your plane is XYZ, and your luggage is in that plane. It's my mistake. Please forgive me. She was so frightened that maybe I'll go to the chief of the airport and tell him that your air hostess, she insulted me, but she treated me very well. But I could make a big story. I said, madam, listen, we human beings, we all make mistakes. Allah Almighty forgives, so we forgive you. Where's my plane? Allah shukr, Allah's mercy. The other plane didn't go away. Imagine I should be in one plane, my luggage in the other plane, and where I should then, Allah alone knows. So that happened there in Guyana. You see, whenever I hear about it, then I give that cynical smile. So remember, we come to our local story. So when you travel, some crazy incidents take place. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's give you the local news. South Africa, our South Africa. Ikurulendi, 2 billion rand missing. With the ANC ruling and in a major party in the GNU, Government of National Unity, they no more speak of millions, they speak of billions. 2 billion rand missing. Can you imagine that? Anglo-American says goodbye to platinum. Finished now. They're selling their shares. And they got nothing to do. That actually, if you understand business and financial matters, it's a vote of no confidence in South Africa, remember, which is very bad. And the Cyril and ANC and all these characters is wasting my money, your money, taxpayers' money. National dialogue, they say, is it national dialogue or national disaster? So PA, the Patriotic Alliance, Dayton McKenzie, the Minister of Sport and Culture, so the citizen newspaper writes, is he a minister of hot air or is he really delivering? It seems he can't deliver, but he makes big promises, you see that. So he was in jail also, and now he just plays the sympathy card with the colored community and says, you must vote for me, the colors and so forth. So therefore, we're not impressed with him at all, and he's 100% pro-Israel and the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. See that, he was kidnapped, you must remember, in July. He's back home safe, inshallah, with his family. We used to make announcements for him also. And the person who's the kingpin, they shot him dead. Whoever shot him dead, you did us a big favor. We need to get rid of all this rubbish. We say good riddance, you must remember. They say that the kingpin is from Mozambique, and the message is gone viral and so forth. So always, O Muslim, read these du'as when you leave your home, you're going to your shop, to your job, you're going to the masjid, to the mosque. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 3 phrases, read. Bismillah, you know, in the name of Almighty Allah, jalla wala. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my trust solely, only on Almighty Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no might to take me towards good deeds. There is no power to prevent me from the vices and evil except Allah. What a beautiful dua. 4 things will happen, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Hudita, you'll be given guidance. وَوُقِيتَ, divine protection for you. وَكُفِيتَ, and your needs will be taken care of. وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ, the shaitan, Lucifer and his progeny, all of them will run away from you. So read that, O Muslim. And read chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. I remember vividly when we were young, 6, 7, 10 years old, and we would leave for school for madrasa, beloved mother, Ummi Jan, مَا كِدْوَاتُ جَنَّتْ كِي هَوَى. Ma ki dua to jannat ki hawa. So our beloved mother would come. A mother's supplication and dua is the fragrance of paradise. That will take you to paradise. You dump your mother in the old age home, you go straight to hell. That is what the Quran Sharif and Sunnah teaches us. So understand this. So they would come right till the door. Beta, go, my beloved son. Huda Hafiz, Huda Hafiz. So that is the translation of this verse, chapter 12, verse 64. Wallahu khayrun hafizah, wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Allah Jalla wa'ala is the best protector. Wa haliya, whilst he alone exclusively is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. So remember that, so read that there. So Allah Ta'ala protect you by Siddat and everybody else as well. And thereafter, let's give you some programs of today. All of you who got your daughter, your granddaughter, grandchildren getting married today, tomorrow, Sunday, whenever now, 1-2 weeks, send us the nikah announcements. Please send it 084-786-3132. Send it via WhatsApp. And then Mona Zahid Khan will announce it between 10 and 10:30 this morning, inshallah. Imagine you get married on the 12th Rabiul Awwal, mashallah, day 700 in Gaza, after Asr. Very good, excellent. Then remember that 11:20, our time, South Africa. 11:20, South African time, 11:20, Bandar Balila will be rendering the khutbah and sermon there from Makkah. So we will be translating it. A brother there, Yunus Randeri, he's a trustee of West Street Masjid and May Street Masjid, told me that I must go there to one classroom or some place and sit there. So I'll be there in May Street Masjid. And inshallah, from there, we'll be translating it, you see. And then 12 o'clock, the Azan will go in May Street Masjid. And 5 past 12, inshallah, the talk will start. And it will be live on Radio Al-Ansar International and live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So remember, 12 o'clock Azan, okay. And then the talk will continue till 12:40, and thereafter the Sunnah, and thereafter 12:45. The khutbah, sermon, and salat, and dua, and so forth, inshallah. Allah ta'ala reward our trustees and imams, all of them. Yeah, Yunus Randeri, Allah ta'ala reward you, my brother. Then tonight, we will be there in the Melanson Road, Masjid, Masjid al-Nur. You know, Mawa Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. So where he was, Allah give Hazrat Mawa Yunus Patel, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So 7:30 is Jamaat Day, inshallah, it will be live, inshallah, inshallah, on Sirius FM, Radio Ansar International, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Jima Salim Kareem, we have 16, 17 minutes left for the Q&A, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can you please recommend the dua when starting a new venture?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, whenever you're starting a new venture, you're going to a new shop, new warehouse, new factory, new house, whatever it is. So always try. It's not a must, but it's encouraged, and it is something meritorious and virtuous. Move in and start on a Wednesday or start on a Friday. So like you start today, excellent. Why Wednesday? Open the book Al-Maqasid Al-Hasana by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah. And there you will find that Sayyid Siddiqa, Sayyid Aisha radiallahu anha, our Honorable Mother, states whenever you want to do something, do it on a Wednesday. Why? Because Allah created Noor on a Wednesday. And then you will see your nikah, your business, everything will be filled with barakah and blessing. Therefore, if you see Allama Marghinani, the author of Hidayah, the famous work on jurisprudence of the Hanafis, when the academic year would start, he would start teaching on a Wednesday. We met Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, one of the greatest jurors of Indo-Pak subcontinent. He passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976, and I studied there, Darul Uloom Karachi. So it used to open on a Wednesday. You go to Jalalabad, Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahum. Anytime she met him, mashallah. So Madar Zad Wali, you see, the day he was born, he was Waliullah. So remember that these are the great people. He passed away on a Friday, 1992. So the Madrasa Darulum de Miftah al-Ulum also used to open Wednesday. And Friday you start. Why? It is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. And how you want to read? Read the entire Surah Baqarah. Not play the CD and play the... No, you must read it. Iqra' Surah al-Baqarah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding me and you. Read Surah Baqarah chapter 2, that is 286 verses. Atwalu Surah in fil Quran il Majid, the longest chapter in the glorious Quran. And for inna akhdaha barakah, when you read it, it will bring barakah, blessing in your business, in your house, in your shop, wherever. But tarkaha hasra, you don't read it, it will be a source of remorse and regret. But today you buy a car, you move in your new house, you go new shop, new branch. People outwardly, some of them or many of them will say, mashallah, mashallah. But their hearts are burning with jealousy, envy, malice, rancor and hatred. He, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَى. The evil forces will not be able to overcome it. So do that, give out charity, inshallah. Allah ta'ala makan or makin. Dono ko barakat ata farmai. Allah ta'ala bless the house, makan, and the makin. The people who are staying in their house or shop or wherever you're staying there, you're working there. So Allah ta'ala make easy for all parties.
Mufti Saab, my nephew is married and he is in South Africa and his wife is in another country. So he wants to surprise his wife by going there. Is surprising permissible or haram in Islam?
When you are in South Africa and your wife is in Dublin, in Ireland, so jab jo Dublin jata hai, double hokar wapas aate hai. So sometimes people go to Dublin and they come back double. So you want to surprise her and so forth. Is it permissible? Yes, it's permissible. Is it meritorious, virtuous? No. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't make surprise entry there for your wife, because sometime you will find her that she's not prepared for you. You are staying in South Africa 1 month, 2 months, and now a hungry man is an angry man. When you see her, then you just want to get busy. But she's not ready for you, you see that? Or maybe she's a red flag, you know, in a menses and so forth. So you will be disappointed. So therefore, Islam took all these matters into consideration and said, Afdal, meritorious, virtuous is that you should inform her. So our ethics will be that in Islam is better to inform her and so forth and so on. And sometimes the surprise can turn out to be very bad. You find her in a very compromising situation, you see that. So therefore, it's better that you inform her.
Mufti Saab, is mixed marriage permissible in Islam?
Remember, the Kufar Shias have what they call Mut'a. Khomeini, La'natullahi alayhi, I have several books of his. He writes in Tawdihul Masail, you can make Mut'a prostitution for 1 hour. And I challenge any Shia to deny that. I have the book. What will you say? Are you prepared to give your daughter? You must remember for 1 hour. Now you have some Sunni ulama. And they are mostly Arab ulama. They concocted, fabricated something very similar. They call it misyar. What they say? Meem, seen, ya, alif, ra. Misyar. So misyar means that ABC husband gets married to XYZ. So then he tells her that I will stay with my parents, you stay with your parents, and that will be the arrangement and so forth and so on. And once a week I will come and give you a quickie and then we'll go back and so forth. Twice a week I'll come, you see. So these things here, is it permissible? Is haram, all these things here? You are making a mockery. You're making a wife like a spare wheel. You're using her as a street lady and so forth and so on. I ask you one question. Quran Sharif says, Surah 2, chapter number 2, verse number 187. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. That the husbands are the garments for the wives, and the wives are the clothing for the husbands. When husband and wife just embrace one another, it's not the bodies must meet only, the hearts have to meet. When there's unity of the hearts, then you can conquer so many things. Whether it be, remember that in the plane you have all the turbulence. Whether it be in the boat or in the ship, you will conquer the waves. Or whether you're in South Africa, and you will go through all the potholes together. Dukh and sukh, prosperity and adversity, you will traverse it and cross it together. That is Islam. Not that you stay your place and I stay my place and all that. So then you get up to mischief, I get up to mischief, Allah protect us all. So, and then it's just like treating you like definitely against the spirit of Islam. So our ruling is misyar, marriage not permissible. These Arab ulama, they want to change and redefine the Sharia in many cases. Not all of them, but some of them. We reject it and say not permissible.
Mufti Saab, what should one read if one wants to get married to a specific person?
Remember, you want to get married to Abdullah, my sister. And you, my brother, you want to get married to who? To Aisha or Fatima. So my advice to you will be, you must not make dua like that. You must not say, I must marry Aisha, and you take her name and so forth. And she, the female, say, I must marry Abdullah, or Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, or so. Add the one key word, underscore it, underline it. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, let me marry that lady if there's khair in it and goodness in it. You, the lady, let me get married to Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, which one is best for me and is khair for me, goodness in it, with dunya wal akhirah. This afiyah, safety, comfort, always at there. Then, inshallah. But today people are obsessed. She says, I just saw him and I fell in love with him. And he said that I looked at her and I loved her. But he forgot that the green grey's eyes are not natural. They all were that, you know, what they call it, Mahasalim Kareem, that eyes they put their kali, what they call nowadays? So anyway, you know these people, they put all these funny things, eyes and all that. So you must remember these kind of things here. So all that you must remember. So the deception that is not permissible. The guy came to propose to you and you put all those fake eyelashes and fake eyes and focus and all haram, all these things here. So your contact lenses, there we got it here, contact lenses. So with that contact lenses, Allah just put the word in my head now, with Allah's mercy, contact lenses. You want to make contact with him with your contact lenses, but it's haram that when it's not the original color. You see that? So understand that Islam is fitrah, a natural system, not a deceptive system. Always remember these things.
Mufti Sahab, does the bride have to have the mahar with her before the nikah takes place? Or if the mahar is in the form of jewelry, can the groom give it after the nikah is made?
The nikahs I have performed, you perform many more, Mawla Salim Kareem, Hafizahullah, Allah reward you. The nikahs I have performed, we must remember that the highest mahar we went to was 185,000, 186,000, you know. So that was now money and jewelry and that. And then one person got his son or daughter married and a whole bar of gold. So I told him, bar, we're not going to announce the amount and then don't bring to masjid, please. You'll sort it out afterwards, you see. So understand the three different scenarios. Scenario number one, I just make example. It's not for me, but just example now. I am going to get married to Fatima, my 4P. You understood? But alhamdulillah, so I gave the mahar 1 day, 2 days, 3 days before the actual nikah ceremony, marriage ceremony. So that will remain as amanat by her, as a trust by her. And when the nikah takes place, then she becomes the official owner of that cash or that jewelry or that gold bar or whatever. So that's the Suratul Ula, the first scenario. Second scenario, that people today, they bring Kruger coin. When I have to perform nikah, so I always ask the groom, you brought the mahar? He say, yes. I said, where is it? He say, I just gave it to the wakil. To the girl's representative, the bride's representative. I said, very good. And I tell him, check this, asli, not nakli. Check that Kruger coin, there's original. It's not some counterfeit and all that. You know, today is a man of funny things happen. So anyway, so that's fine. So during the nikah and just before the nikah, so now all that exchange takes place, that the groom, the husband-to-be, gives it to the bride's representative and then he in turn will give it to the lady who's getting married. So all that is fine. Third scenario, that now this husband says, me, I'm a pauper, I'm selling pawpaws on the street, so I can't give you one pawpaw, my pawpee. You see that? So in a case like that, I will pay you that end of the month, after 6 months, I'll give you 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand. And that lady, she's happy about that. She's prepared to wait. It's fine. So you call that deferred mahar. The matrimonial gift is what? Is delayed and deferred. So if she agrees to it, it's permissible. But you, my sister, must know the masla also. You must tell him, oh Habi, you delaying the payment 1 month, so yeah, by me, mamnu ud-dukhul, you can't come and enter me and consummate the marriage till the full payment is done. That is the justice system of Islam. So all your motas and motis and so forth, who want to defer the payment and so forth, and you say, no, you can't pay cash. You know, we say cash is king. You say, no, I can't pay cash and so forth. I'll pay in installments, so you can wait also. The wife can say, no entry for you. And you can't do anything about it Islamically, you see. So rather you just agree on a certain amount, like nowadays the minimum mahar, you must remember, will be 700 rand, 800 rand, 1000 rand. So just make a round figure and try and pay it and so forth. So in that way there, then inshallah, you can embrace one another and you can do a lot of things with one another, inshallah. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, someone told me that when you're no longer of childbearing age, you don't have to set for iddat. I was taught that regardless of mazahib, you have to sit for 4 months and 10 days.
You see, our people, what it is, they came from India 100 years ago, 150, 160, 170 years ka, Dabialpur, Kolbertpur, Saharanpur, Palanpur, Chakmalpur, Mirzapur. So they came with one lal kitab, one red kitab, lot of fairy tales in it. They said, Kala, your husband passed away, you 70, 80 years old, what you have to sit in iddah? No iddah for you. Totally haram. Quran Kareem states in Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 234, Arba'ata ashhurin wa ashra. The iddat is compulsory 4 months, 10 days from time of death, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether your marriage was consummated or not consummated, and husband died and passed away, then iddat is compulsory. Understand that. Why did Islam impose this and make it mandatory? To maintain the sanctity of the institution of nikah. Look at the kufar culture. The lady jumps in with this guy's bed today and next day somebody else's and the next day somebody else. So all that. So then there's nothing. Story time quickly. So I was in Newcastle 20 years with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Wonderful. January 81 to 2001. So still under apartheid, maybe 89, 90, 91. I went to the post office. So I'm dressed with my long clothing and so-called big beard in my head. So that lady asked me, you sir, you married? I said, yeah. She said, you're a priest. I said, you say priest. We don't say priest, but I'm a scholar of Islam. So she said, what is the difference, white lady? What is the difference between you and me? That you got your wife and she, the lady, I got my boyfriend. Well, what's the difference? I said, there's big difference, madam. So she looked at me. I said, you see, when I have children, they are legitimate children. And if you have children with your toy boy, joy boy and all that, so they're the illegitimate children. You are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. But you're relegating yourself to the animals. The animals get busy during their mating season. So you get busy with your mate. January, you got somebody. February, you got... Do you think you are doing justice? So then she was amazed, you know, and she just looked at me. You must never apologize when we teach Islam. We have the best. We must share it with the rest. And our Islam teaches us purity, chastity, and so forth. So that is what we must do. May Almighty Allah bless us with wonderful spouses. And those of us married old-timers, we pass away with Iman and we enter Jannat al-Firdaus together with our spouses and progeny. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.